Welcome, investors, to Stocks to Watch. I'm Ashley Barry, and today Ewan Mason, Chairman, President, and CEO of Star Diamond Corp, is with us. Star Diamond is a Canadian natural resource company focused on the acquisition, exploration, and development of mineral resources. They're trading on the TSX as DIAM. Ewan, welcome.
Thank you, Ashley.
Really excited for this conversation. And, you know, just to set the stage for context, your Fort Alicorn project in Saskatchewan is the largest undeveloped diamond deposit on the planet, where sampling has extracted over 150,000 diamonds, some as large as 50 carats, and some have the highest of purity diamonds. Now, that being said, and to state more of the obvious, what makes this diamond deposit such a valuable asset?
Well, you said most of it right there, but you know, you've already addressed the diamonds. I'll say location, location, location. It's in Canada. It's less than 12 kilometers from the electric power grid. It's right on a paved highway, and it's in a permanent area. The size of this deposit is really unheralded. It's got over 70 kimberlite pipes, which are the structures that host diamonds. Two of them we're planning to mine, which are 500 million tons. We've got a third one, which is three times the percentage of type 2A diamonds, which are the most pure diamonds you can buy. So this is conflict-free. It'll be developed in association with Indigenous communities. And it's a carbon capture project. It will have a negative carbon footprint.
That is unbelievable. I have to ask you, Ewan, have you seen these diamonds?
I saw the diamonds on the first day I walked in the door. I was shocked. There were literally thousands of them on a table, and the guys were sorting them and pricing them. And then I said, let's get some cut. Let's get them polished. And oh, my gosh, they're so beautiful.
I can only imagine. So let's talk about the development of the mine. What's the time frame here?
Well, unlike a lot of other projects out there, this is a very late stage project. We've been at this for almost 30 years. We've had a couple of really large mining company partners. They have validated all of our work, but for various reasons, they changed CEOs, they got out of the diamond business. We're getting the whole thing back ourselves next week. And so the key thing for this project is the work is almost all done. We're just going to update our pre-feasibility and feasibility study, and then hopefully start putting a spade in the ground. So it's possible we could start building this mine within 3 years.
Oh, wow. That's coming up very fast. You mentioned the carbon capture. You mentioned the Indigenous communities. Let's talk about that and the involvement and why it's so important in your discussions about the development here.
Well, carbon capture is a critical issue these days in any sort of operational environment. And mining is no different. In fact, mining's had a bad rap over the centuries being very dirty. This is not. This will all be run by hydroelectric power, and there will be no carbon emissions, hopefully, because we'll be able to absorb the carbon with the kimberlite rock, which has very high propensity for absorbing carbon out of the air. That will give us carbon tax credits, and that will serve as a carbon sink, basically for all of Canada. It'll be one of the largest carbon sinks in Canada if we get it to work. With respect to the Indigenous community, these people have been there pretty much since humans walked on North America. They have rights over the property in terms of spiritual rights, hunting rights, ancestral hunting grounds, and it's their backyard. It's in my mind, it's very important to make sure they are actively involved, not just as employees, but as owners. And I think that's the way forward in today's world.
And it sounds like there's a great partnership there as well. I'm very interested to hear, when you think about the mining of diamonds, and then you think about lab-grown diamonds. Let's kind of break that down a little bit. Are you concerned at all about the threat posed, or is there even a threat posed by lab-grown diamonds? Because, you're talking about diamonds 50 carats and higher, there where you are, where you're developing and mining. So if you could maybe just break that down a little bit and explain where we're at with the lab-grown.
Well, look, there are really two main uses for diamonds. One is ultimate jewelry product. The other is industrial. Synthetic diamonds, I think, have a good place in the industrial realm. You can make an infinite number of synthetic diamonds. There's never going to be an end to how many can be made. You can't say the same for, natural diamonds. There's a finite number of them. So the second you buy a synthetic diamond and you take it out of the store, it's worth nothing. It's not even as valuable as costume jewelry for jewelry purposes. And so where we see a huge disparity in pricing now are in the large size diamonds, which we are going to have an abundance of. There's an order of magnitude difference in the per carat pricing of, you know, 20 or 15 carat plus stones. It's actually quite remarkable. And this has been happening quite a bit recently, where the synthetic diamond market in terms of, you know, jewelry has really started to fall off a cliff because people realize it's a hunk of glass. And maybe not even a hunk of glass. I mean, some costume jewelry is much more valuable, like jades and stuff like that, because they're finite too. So I would say, no, we're not worried about it. I believe synthetic diamonds have a place because there are massive uses for industrial diamonds. But as a threat to what we do, not even in the same category.
Mm, okay, that's really helpful. And it sounds like they serve their purpose as well. And I appreciate you breaking that down. You know, we've talked diamonds are a girl's best friend, but I'm interested, Ewan, what got you interested in this whole business?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's a bit of a story, but my first job as a geologist in university was working for the largest diamond company in the world at that time, which was De Beers. I got interested in then, and then as I graduated as a geologist, I ended up getting into banking, and then I started advising these companies on acquisitions in Canada and so on. So I've been tied in with them for a while, and then I got asked to join this board about, I think it was 6 years ago. I became the chairman, and then when things weren't moving along so swimmingly, the board asked me to take over the job. So I've been with diamonds since the very beginning, and it just feels like a very natural fit for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's also like a natural progression where you start there and now you're working to actually produce and find your own. Right. And I think it's fantastic. Let's talk about the share prices with diamonds.
You know, the diamond market's in a bit of a doldrum right now. It never recovered after COVID. But there are some encouraging signs on the horizon. When the people have lower amounts of disposable income, like in inflationary times, recessionary times, diamonds are not first on the table of things to purchase. So once we get out of this market malaise, I would say, both on the retail side and the stock market, I believe that the price of diamonds will rise again significantly, and particularly for the larger diamonds, which have always been a great value. Some of these diamonds that are sold by other competitors are sold for $60 to $100 million each. Mm. It's a massive market, and we have those very same diamonds. So we know this is going to work. It's just a question of the broader acceptance of diamonds as a product. And I will admit that, you know, millennials today, not so many are getting married as used to. And therefore, there is a lower penetration of, you know, marriage diamond sales. That's been a bit of an issue, but we're going past that. We're going to the bigger is better diamond. And I don't think that market's going to get hurt. I think it's going to get better with the increased wealth of the general population.
Yeah, I think you bring up an excellent point when it does come to the millennial population. However, I also believe that even just having a gorgeous diamond on your finger or your neck or earrings, there's something very, very special about that. And I hope that folks don't lose sight of that. Not that it's locked into a marriage, but how important just that sign is that you have, because there's always stories behind diamonds, I feel. And so maybe you could just tell us why somebody should invest in your company now. You're talking about 3 years down the road, but it sounds like with these share prices and where we're at now, you say it's only going to get better. So why invest right now in Star Diamond Corp?
Well, the answer to that lies in the past. We've had a number of big partners as we moved along. We've had Cameco, De Beers, Newmont, and Rio Tinto, and both Newmont and Rio Tinto were very large shareholders now. But like I said earlier, you know, CEOs changed. They decided diamonds wasn't a focus and they walked away. This time, though, Rio Tinto spent 6 years and they worked their butts off. I think they spent over $300 million in this project. And the net result of that was they validated our work. They said, everything you've done is actually correct. You know, there's a little bit of give and take here and there in the grades, but this will be a mine and we're going to start mining it. And they went to their executive committee and they said, 1% of our net income, we're not spending $2 billion on building a diamond mine. So We now think we're going to do this. We've been in the Middle East talking to people. We're looking for international investors, not a mining company who can change their mind. We're looking for someone who sees solid value in the future price of diamonds.
Well, we wish you the best of luck in that search and in your projects moving forward. Ewan Mason, Chairman, President, and CEO of Star Diamond Corp, thank you so much for joining us and for this really exciting conversation. I was so excited to talk about just diamonds specifically with you today. So thank you so much. Best of luck. Thanks for joining us here on Stocks to Watch, and we look forward to having you on again.
Thanks, Ashley. Anytime. Great.